So the pasuk says, "Olas tamid asiyah b'har Sinai nechalach yishel Hashem." That the olas tamid, that the carbon tamid, should be like what was at Har Sinai as a reich nechalach for Hashem. And then the subsequent pasuk mentions the nesachim that accompanied the carbon tamid. And the question that the commentators are struggling with is, why is it that the Torah tells us that the carbon tamid should be like what it was at Har Sinai? And then, why is it in the next pasuk we mention the mitzvah nesachim? So the Sforno explains that there's a difference between the korban tamid before and after the chet egel. Before the chet egel, there's no necessity to bring the nesachim with the korban tamid. But after the chet egel, it was required to bring the nesachim along with the korban tamid. And the question is why? Why is it that we specifically received the mitzvah nesachim after the chet egel, that it had to be an integral component to the korban tamid? In order to understand this question, we have to understand what the Nesachim are all about. So the Sfarim, they explain, based on the Gemara and Sukkah and Avnon, that the Nesachim reached the deepest points of the earth. And the lesson of the Nesachim is that despite how far, how low a person can go, it goes all the way down to the bottom, they're still able to come back. In Klal Yisrael, after the Chet Egel, they reached the lowest point, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them the message that despite that fact, they're still able to come back. So with the Korban Tamid after the Chet Egel, we have to pour the Nesachim along with the Korban, that despite the fact how low they went, it's still come to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still close with Bnei Yisrael. And I think this lesson is a very important lesson for this time period that we're in, that in the 3 weeks, Chazal, the Mishnah Tanis, teaches that the Chet Egel occurred on Shivus HaBetamuz. And we specifically read this parasha of Pinchas, the parasha of the Korbanos, right after Shivus HaBetamuz, to teach, to yearn for the Beis HaMikdash. And despite the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, despite the fact how low, how far we've gone, the lesson that we can learn is that we're still able to come back, and eventually we still will come back.